Neuropathy. First conversation. Greeting the patient.
Hello, Ms. Jones. Please sit down. I am Dr. Watanabe of Internal Medicine. What brings you here today?
My left foot feels numb. Asking onset and course of illness. Initiation.
Tell me about it.
Well, it started about 3 months ago. I noticed that my feet felt as if they were asleep.
What else have you noticed?
Sometimes my feet feel like they are burning, especially when I am in bed at night.
Is it only your feet? How far up does it go? Does it go above the ankle?
It's mainly the bottom of my feet. Sometimes it is very painful.
What is the pain like?
It is a burning type of pain.
When do you notice it most?
As I said, I probably feel it most at night when I'm in bed. Asking associated symptoms.
What about your hands?
What about them?
Have you noticed any numbness in your hands?
Well, now that you mention it, I have noticed that the tips of my fingers have not felt quite right.
Can you give me an example?
The other day, I was fishing for coins for the toll collector, and I couldn't tell without looking what I was touching.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Have you noticed any weakness, like difficulty going upstairs or opening a screw cap jar?
No, I can't say that I have. Environmental hazards.
What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I've had all kinds of jobs.
Were you exposed to any chemicals in your work?
Not that I can think of, unless the batteries.
Batteries?
We used to burn automobile batteries to get the lead back out of them. I don't think they are allowed to do that anymore.
Very interesting. When were you doing that?
About 5 years ago. Asking other health problems and medical history.
Have you noticed any increased thirst?
Strange that you should ask me that. For 6 months or more, I have never been able to drink enough water. I stay thirsty.
And urination?
Every hour and a half, I have to pee.
What about your weight?
I have lost 22 pounds in the past 6 months.
Do you drink alcohol?
Moderately.
What about cigarettes?
Doctor, I smoke like a chimney.
Has anyone in your family had diabetes or sugar?
My father and mother both had diabetes, but it came on after they were over 50. My father had to have his leg amputated. See systems review.
Have you ever been exposed to lead or other toxins, such as insecticides?
No, except I do use some insecticides in my vegetable garden.
I see. Have you had any difficulty in your sexual functioning? Not so far, thank goodness. Have you experienced any lightheadedness or fainting sensation?
Only if I stand up very quickly. See physical examination. Check for orthostatic hypotension.
I want to check your blood pressure while you are standing. Please stand over here for a few minutes, then we will check your blood pressure again.
Check sensation.
Now I am going to check your sensitivity to pain. Tell me, is this sharp or dull? Now I'm going to touch you with one of these tubes. Please tell me if it is the hot or the cold. Please close your eyes and tell me, hot or cold?
Hot, definitely hot.
Good. Now we want to check for vibration. Tell me, do you feel a buzzing when I put the tuning fork on your foot?
Yes, I feel it.
Tell me when you don't feel it anymore.
Now it's gone. Blood sugar test.
Ms. Jones, I would like to do a finger stick blood sugar test right now.
Okay, doctor.
Here we go. Try not to jump.
Explaining the initial diagnosis.
Well, your blood sugar is over 300. It appears that you have diabetes, and that is probably the cause of the neuropathy which is giving you so much trouble. We are going to start you on some oral medication to try to control the sugar. You must also learn how to check your own blood sugar.
Is that difficult?
No, you'll find it easy.
Good.
Before you go today, we will also want another blood sample to check your cholesterol, routine tests, and also to see if there is any evidence of lead poisoning, which can also cause neuropathy. Let's see you back in 3 weeks. Can you come in 3 weeks from today at 10 o'clock?
Sure.
Then I'll put you down for that time.